Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a common question which generally reads as that can a person offer Hajj by the money which he obtains from some other person, for example as a gift or as a donation. So can a person do Hajj, which is obligatory upon him? And since the words which the Quran uses in this regard is وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, that people are Hajj is obligatory upon people if they have the means to do so. So they think that the means to do Hajj are something which relate entirely to one's own resources, the ones which a person himself or herself has generated. He or she cannot accept a gift or a donation in this regard or any other help in this regard. This is not true. The word istitaat in Arabic means capacity or means, and this capacity or means are not dependent on one's own means. One can have these gifts or donations or any other help which a person can provide to another person. For example, relatives, friends, colleagues, they can help out each other. They can give money to each other if they want. If someone of their sort wants to go to Hajj, and this shall be counted as his own Hajj. So it is absolutely baseless to say that if a person does not have Hajj, he should borrow money, for example. He should not accept a gift. He should not accept a donation. He should not accept any help. This is absolutely baseless. As far as istita in Arabic is concerned, or capacity or means, which is its precise translation, is concerned, this is not dependent on one's own means or one's own capacity. It means that wherever, obviously this has to be from halal and from allowable means which are legally allowed in Islam, but if a person has these means through any sources, it could be his own sources, it could be resources or sources of his friends or colleagues or relatives, absolutely acceptable. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.